This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. Former U.S. Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell has died. CPR's Alejandro Alanza Galva has this remembrance.
Former Senator Nighthorse Campbell started out representing the state as a Democrat before switching to the Republican Party several years into his term. During his nearly two decades in Congress in both the House and Senate, Nighthorse Campbell helped create national parks and championed Native American issues. He was also a chief of the Northern Cheyenne Tribe, a celebrated jewelry designer, and a member of the first U.S. Olympic judo team. In 2012, Nighthorse Campbell ushered the Christmas tree for the U.S. Capitol.
Ever since I was a teenager, I got through college by driving a semi, and the only difference with this is it's so long, but they, you know, police go with you. There's police escorts, and I tell people it's kind of fun having red lights and sirens in front of you than chasing you.
Ben Nighthorse Campbell was 92 years old.
CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reporting. The case against former Colorado Bureau of Investigation forensic scientist Yvonne Missy Woods was pushed back again Tuesday. Woods faces more than 100 felony charges and is accused of mishandling DNA evidence dating back to 2008. CBI estimates more than 1,000 cases have been impacted. Her arraignment has been delayed several times since she was first charged in January 2025. Her final arraignment is set for February 11th. Staying safe during New Year's Eve travel in the Denver area is a bit easier with some free fares. All RTD bus and rail routes, as well as Access A Ride and Flex Ride services, are free for customers from 7 p.m. tonight until 7 a.m. tomorrow. And Uber is offering $8 off an Uber ride until January 2nd with the code JOYFULCO25. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.